MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 20, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's headlines, Thanksgiving meals distributed in Lynn, Danvers schools to address absenteeism.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, two North Shore teams came back with state titles this weekend. We'll have football details as well. Rick?
All right, that's excellent. Thanks, Bill. Sunny near 40 today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:33 p.m. The Lynn Housing and Neighborhood Association distributed Thanksgiving meals to more than 1,000 families on Saturday. The Daily Item reports today that meal bags contained all the ingredients for a full Thanksgiving meal except the turkey. We have details below on today's post about meals that are being served here on the North Shore this week. Danvers Public Schools are addressing chronic student absenteeism. The Salem News reports today that the chronic absenteeism spiked during the pandemic, and since then, the rate has decreased. But school leaders are working to bring down the current rate that they say is still concerning. One of the focus areas will be to lower the absenteeism rate at the high school in order to increase time on learning and overall achievement. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration will be in Newburyport tomorrow in connection with May's fatal chemical explosion at the Sequence PCI synthesis plant. The Daily News reports that the company will be fined for violations and that OSHA's officials will be sitting down with company leaders. An 83-year-old Gloucester man has died following a one-car crash last week in Rockport. The Gloucester Times reports that Thomas James Martin III was driving a white SUV that went off into the woods near Thatcher Road in Rockport on Wednesday. A film crew will be setting up operations today in Rockport at Halibut Point State Park as a setting for a film based on the Salem witch trials. The Gloucester Times says the film is called Good, The Examination of an Accused Witch. And with the holidays beginning on Thursday, Tess McColgan, Executive Director of Discover Gloucester, would like to remind everyone of Small Business Saturday this week, as well as a few other events happening on Cape Ann.
So everybody knows about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Don't sleep on Small Business Saturday, though, because that's when you want to go shop locally, go downtown to Main Street, go to Magnolia, Lexington Ave, go to Bearskin Neck and Rockport, support local merchants, support that local economy. And on that is November 25th this year. So on that Saturday, we also kick off Winter Lights on Cape Ann. And I have a sneak preview of our map brochure here.
Mm-hmm.
These will be hitting stores next week. And there are going to be over 100 businesses across Greater Cape Ann. So that includes Ipswich, Manchester by the Sea, Essex, Rockport, and Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
That will be illuminated. They'll have lights or decorations. Some of them are participating in a decorating contest that you can vote on. And there's a comprehensive digital map for this as well, that you can take this with you. You can use the shopping list on the back to write down some of the things you see and that you want to come back for your loved ones. That's really exciting, and that will run through New Year's Day. So you can kind of drive up to Cape Ann and drive around and see all the different lights, or you can drive up to one town or city and park and get out and explore the lights
mm-hmm.
close and personal.
That's Tess McColgan, Executive Director of Discover Gloucester. Be sure to check back to the website throughout the day for updates on news and sports. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The 10-2 Celtics play in Charlotte tonight. The 13-1-2 Bruins will be playing in Tampa tonight. In high school sports, there are two teams that won state titles this weekend. The Linfield boys soccer team topped Monomoy 1-0 on Saturday. That was the school's first ever boys soccer title. The Ipswich volleyball team beat Bellingham in a come-from-behind win 3-2 on Saturday for their third straight state title. Coach Stacy Lawrence on the comeback momentum on Saturday that made this state title just a bit different than the previous two.
But it was really the momentum change going into that fourth set was different than probably in previous years. Last year's state final game, it was pretty evenly matched back and forth with two very experienced teams. And so I think our experience in terms of playing in our third state championship and having multiple girls on that court who had played in either one or two of the state final matches really helped us. I think Bellingham, being so young, they had at least three, four underclassmen, sophomore, freshman, and an eighth grader playing on that that championship roster. You know, they were only 5-14 going into our last season. They were the 21 seed, and then they ended up, you know, making it to the state finals, which is pretty huge. But us coming in and coming at them in that fourth set, I think was really, you know, that the determining factor. We didn't give up, and I think it really caught Bellingham by surprise. They're like, wait, like, we had the match. Like, what do you mean we're going to five? Like, and they just steamrolled us 25-16, right? And so I think really the mentality.
Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Lawrence. Area football teams are gearing up for their rivalry Thanksgiving football matchups this week. St. John's Prep will meet Xaverian on Thanksgiving, and then again, the two teams will meet in the Division I Super Bowl at Gillette Stadium next week. Salem is gearing up for Beverly on Thanksgiving. The Witches also have a D6 Super Bowl game next week at Gillette. This is Salem coach Matt Bouchard on the Beverly game this week, a historic matchup.
This is the 125th game, so for us, you know, we're excited, and, you know, to be part of one of the longest standing, you know, rivalries in high school football, it's a special thing. And I know our guys are really excited. I think they have progressively gotten better each and every week. You know, and obviously they had a win going into Thanksgiving here. So they got a little bit of momentum here. They've had, you know, obviously 2 weeks to prepare for us. And, you know, so we're diving in now and really focusing on them. And it's going to be a short week for us. So, you know, again, all these kids really need to be focused, and I could tell you already, just speaking with them after our film session on Saturday, they're ready to go.
Beverly football coach Matt Bouchard. Amesbury will take on Newburyport on Thanksgiving, but Amesbury, too, also has a Super Bowl game next week at Gillette. Amesbury coach Colin McQueen on this short week and his preparation for Newburyport.
It'll be a normal scouting report Monday. You really just lose one of the work days of the week, and kids understand this time of year that's what it is. But the reality is you've faced every type of offense that there is by this point in the year. Kids pretty much know what we're doing, and like I said, we react to things in certain ways, and we try to do what we do well. So it'll be a regular Monday, a work day Tuesday, walk through Wednesday. We got some fun things in there, like a luncheon that the Rotary Club puts on every year for both sides of this rivalry. Seniors, captains, coaches, important people in the town, mayors and superintendents and principals and all kinds of people. It's a fun thing that the rivalry does on Tuesday, and then you know, walk through Wednesday, and we'll be ready to go Thursday morning. And we're not looking past that right now.
Right.
And for that game, we'll figure out how we're going to game plan for the Super Bowl, and we'll hopefully keep this momentum rolling.
Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. We will be featuring many North Shore football coaches this week on our website discussing their Thanksgiving games. And just a reminder, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows will be posting on Wednesday morning this week with Dom DeCastro. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday. This is North Shore Today, the area's only news and sports podcast.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Hi, we're at Discover Gloucester now with Tess McCogan, the executive director, back once again after a couple of months away. And Tess, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a busy couple months. Glad to have you back.
You know, the last time we talked, The last time we talked, it was just before the Schooner Festival, the Schooner races and stuff. And a lot has transpired since then. It doesn't seem like, well, Main Street's empty right now, but that's not residents' fault or tourists' fault.
Yeah, there's some construction. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Oh, my, yes.
They're working to wrap that up ahead of the busy holiday season, mm-hmm. which is coming up really quickly.
And what about now? I want to ask you about maybe some spillover from Haunted Happenings, because in my travels, anecdotally, I ran into quite a few people who would ask me, where the best restaurants were. They just came from Salem and stuff like that. Was it noticeable downtown?
I would say yes, more so this year than ever before. Every year we see a little bit of what I call trickle up from Salem because we're north of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there you go.
But people who visit Salem in the month of October, and there are a lot of them, as was tracked last year, I think about a million, need places to stay, and there are only so many hotels in the region. So, of course, they all come here as well, and they love it because you can go experience Salem. You can actually take the train there in 30 minutes and walk and not have to worry about a car. And also, it's like the train is not as crowded as if you were coming from Boston because it's coming from up here with the end of the line. And then, you go into Salem, you do all the Salem things there are to do. You come back, you put your feet up, and you look at the ocean. It's not bad.
You're a good salesperson. All right. In fact, last week there were three ladies who came from Salem, and this was after Haunted Happenings. And actually, they came from Lynn, and they got off the train and walked from the train station on Washington Street to downtown, and were asking directions and stuff. So it's pretty cool. Word is getting out.
Yeah, the retailers are seeing people with costumes now, so you know that it's definitely Salem. And then we also saw a lot of people here for that Hopper exhibit at Cape Ann Museum into October this year.
Okay, awesome. So as we speak, it is mid. Well, Thanksgiving's less than a week away.
No, it's early this year. It's throwing me off.
All right, so let's get to it. What's going on?
Okay, so I'm going to start with our Seaport Trail before we get into holiday stuff because there's so much holiday stuff happening. So Discover Gloucester developed a Seaport Trail this year, and what that is a compilation of fresh seafood, our working waterfront attractions, maritime history, arts and cultural options, and things to do by water, like sails and whale watches, all put into one digital trail with a bunch of video really supporting it, so that if you're planning your trip and you're trying to come up with a killer itinerary, you can... Sorry, Aaron, we're on video.
Oh, sorry.
Live, I love it. Is that something you need to take?
No, that's okay. Aaron's right. Awesome. We'll get back to him.
Okay.
So all on video. So if you go on our website, you can kind of get a sneak preview of what you can do here to interact with Gloucester as America's oldest seaport. So we're America's oldest seaport, which is a big deal. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I want to ask is the ladies were asking me about eating at certain places, and this was just last week, and I know that some of the places are seasonal and they're closed because they were asking for lobster rolls and stuff like that. So I asked them, said, do you have a cell phone? Can you Google? Because, there's so many places here. So this would be the kind of thing you could prepare at home, but you could also just follow it on your phone?
Absolutely. Yep, there's a digital map. Some of the accommodations who are participating in it have a reusable brochure, so if you're staying there, you can check that out at their front desk. We're going green. So a lot of it's online, and the video part is really the exciting part because it gives you a preview of what you're going to experience.
Okay.
And some of the best highlights. We're talking lobster on a burger, ceviche, lots of different seafood options. I wouldn't be able to name them all right now. Lobster quesadilla, you name it.
Some of that I understood, but that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, so lots to explore there. And that is now online. And I'll move right into holiday stuff because we're right around the corner. So Thanksgiving is next week on Thursday, and right after that is Small Business Saturday. So everybody knows about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Don't sleep on Small Business Saturday, though, because that's when you want to go shop locally, go downtown to Main Street, go to Magnolia, Lexington Ave, go to Bearskin Neck and Rockport, support local merchants, support that local economy. And on that is November 25th this year. So on that Saturday, we also kick off Winter Lights on Cape Ann. And I have a sneak preview of our map brochure here.
Mm-hmm.
These will be hitting stores next week. And there are going to be over 100 businesses across Greater Cape Ann. So that includes Ipswich, Manchester by the Sea, Essex, Rockport, and Gloucester that will be illuminated. They'll have lights or decorations. Some of them are participating in a decorating contest that you can vote on. And there's a comprehensive digital map for this as well that you can take this with you. You can use the shopping list on the back to write down some of the things you see and that you want to come back for your loved ones. That's really exciting, and that will run through New Year's Day. So you can kind of drive up to Cape Ann and drive around and see all the different lights, or you can drive up to one town or city and park and get out and explore the lights close and personal. Get shopping. Okay, so that's a good start. Now, the day after the 25th, on the 26th, that is Gloucester's tree lighting and Christmas parade. That is the Kent Circle tree lighting.
We're talking November 25th.
Sorry,
and 26th.
Yes.
Okay, I that's on me. Okay, so we're still yeah. in November.
We're still in November.
All right.
There's so much happening.
Okay.
So the 25th is Small Business Saturday, as in the 25th, gotcha. Right after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
The 26th is the Kent Circle tree lighting and Christmas parade. And then after that, we have more happening. December 2nd is the annual Parade of Trees. It's going to be the second annual Parade of Trees in Gloucester, which is run by the Fishtown Horribles Committee, which is the same folks who do the Fishtown Horribles Parade on July 3rd. So they'll have like all these different crafted trees or things that are supposed to look like trees that you can go observe. They're going to be doing hot cocoa and crafts and different things that day.
So where is this? I'm not...
That is at the Baptist Church,
oh, okay.
First Baptist Church. And it's only its second year, but it was a big hit last year. People love these Parade of Trees festivals
mm-hmm.
that come from all over. They have them in a few different cities in town, so don't miss that. Also that day, there will be a holiday art walk on Rocky Neck. So a lot of the galleries and restaurants on Rocky Neck are coming together to do fun things for the holidays, offer specials, offer sales. You won't want to miss that either. Okay, now, zooming forward a little bit. December 7th is going to be Ladies' Night. So if you're a Gloucester local, you know Ladies' Night is like the night for ladies to go shopping. Retailers stay open late. And actually, so this is organized by the Gloucester Merchant Association. It used to just be Ladies' Night. Now it's Ladies' Night all day. So you can start at 10 a.m. and shop till 8 p.m. if you want to. A lot of the retailers are offering deals and sales, but also like snacks and sometimes little sips along the way. So there are fun things to do. Get your friends together, get out there, shop small, check off all those holiday gifts you have to buy.
Mm-hmm.
The men's version of that, men's night all day, is on the 14th. But ladies' night is the better.
Well, it's great for us men both, because on the one, when the ladies go out, we get to watch the game at home with a
yeah.
beer. And then when it's our turn to go out, we can get to go
yeah,
out
we
and
don't,
watch it.
We don't necessarily miss you at home either.
Oops.
No, we keep ourselves busy. Hallmark
you
movies, you know.
Oh, goodness, yes.
So those are great events. And then on December 9th, there's going to be a lot happening. So everybody knows in Gloucester, we have the lobster trap tree. It's like famous. Like really, really good photo moment and Instagrammable moment, but also just such a good symbol of the community's working waterfront and active seaport. And all of the traps that are used in the tree are typically donated or lent to the community by local fishermen or suppliers of traps that work with the fishing industry, which is so cool. So it's organized by Cape Ann Art Haven, which is a nonprofit that works to create arts experiences for people of all ages, especially kids. So all the buoys that get mounted on this giant lobster trap tree are painted by children from Cape Ann. So there's a lot of real personal feel to it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. This year, that is typically on Main Street outside the police station. This year, it's going to be right next to our office on the Harbor Loop, 19 Harbor Loop at Solomon Jacobs Park, right next to the Harbor Master building. And there are going to be 400 traps. This is Gloucester's 400 plus anniversary. We're still at the tail end of that now. So 400 traps. It's going to be a big tree this year sitting on the edge of the harbor. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. So the tree lighting for that is December 9th. That day, Art Haven comes over. They do arts and crafts activities. They have hot cocoa. And Maritime Gloucester is also doing their Deck the Docks just for one day that day. So they'll be selling trees in wreaths. They will have a sale in their museum store. They'll have the night before Christmas, a pirate's version, which you don't want to miss. They'll also have crafts and hot cocoa, and it'll just be like a very festive, fun day. Also happening that day, because there's just so much happening, is the Middle Street Walk, which happens every year as well on Middle Street. That is comprised of several different events pulled together. Last year, they did a really cool gingerbread house making competition. So you could submit your like best gingerbread house and get voted into this competition and voted on. I don't have the flyer for that yet, but it's coming, and you don't want to miss that event either. So there's a lot to do in Gloucester that day. And one more thing happening that day is Rocky Neck Art Trek. So there's the holiday walk on the 2nd. The following week, there's another Rocky Neck event where you can go from Gloucester Stage up to Madfish Wharf and find different things to do for the holidays, different ways to celebrate. Mm-hmm. all that information that I just gave you can be found on our website. We have a really robust events calendar, so you can go to discoverglouster.com and check out all those events.
And we will post all of that.
Perfect. Yeah.